miles south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Well, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down that does it roll.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that does it roll.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a moment and reemphasize the words you just heard in relationship to our special celebration this coming Sunday. Worship services starts at 10 o'clock sharp. We're at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. That's First Conservative Baptist Church. We'll have the Redemption Call Trio that's in concert with us. We'll have a pulpit message. We'll be looking at a message that I've simply entitled, Resisting Political Correctness. Now, some might not like that title. Resisting Political Correctness. What does it mean? Does the Bible touch on that? What does the Bible say about that? How should Christians respond? Should we simply say yes to anything the government says and everything the government says? We go back to the Bible, and the Bible is replete with evidence that we had those in history past and history present that have said no to governmental pressures to do anything that disobeys God and the Word of God. So I challenge you to come. We'd be delighted to have you. Immediately following the morning services, we'll have a barbecue lunch in the lunchroom. Looking forward, there'll be a small charge for the barbecue lunch. I think the figure is $7. It's not a profitable thing, but it's just simply to recoup the cost as much as possible to do so, to make it a pleasant time, an opportunity for you to be able to not have to go out to eat, but be in worship services and in fellowship with the membership here at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located on Old St. Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295. Looking forward to having you. It's an open invitation. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, as we celebrate Independence Day. What does it mean, Independence Day? We'll talk about that. Looking forward to having you. It's our delight to invite you and look forward to have you as our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, on the broadcast today, we're talking about, will the presidential debate determine a winner? Or will it be draw? What do you think will take place? Who do you think will win the debate? Will the one that is cognitively depleted, Joe Biden, be able to win the debate? Or will it be declared that he is the loser? Will they publicly declare that he's the loser? Will the Democratic National Convention oust him as the candidate for November the 5th? How can they do that? What do they have up their sleeve? Who will be, in your opinion, if Biden is put out, removed, who will be the candidate on the Democratic ticket? Will it be Michelle Obama? Will it be Hillary Rodham Clinton? Will it be Gavin Newsom? Will it be Kamala Harris? Who will be the actual candidate on November the 5th presidential ballot for the Marxist Democratic Party? I've talked about that for over 3 years, and it's coming to fruition. And I could say I told you so, but I'm not going to say that, though I told you so. But anyway, I am concerned about where we're going with it, because I believe the Democratic National Committee realizes that Joe Biden cannot win an election. Only way that's possible, we'll talk about it in the balance of this broadcast, only that's possible, the only way it's possible for Joe Biden to supposedly win is just like in 2020 when he supposedly won and it was a stolen election. Yes, I believe the election was stolen. Make no bones about it. It was a rigged election, and yet the courts will not allow that to be heard. 67 suits filed. None of them got into the courthouse door because the courts claimed that the people filing the suits did not have standing. Let's go back to the record, though, with Joe Biden. Let's talk about some of his successes. Now, perhaps you say, well, boy, he didn't have any successes. But let's look at what the Marxist left and the socialist media, what they consider the successes for Joe Biden. But what we see in the total opposite viewpoint. For example, it is Joe Biden that exemplified for his entire role as president. It's Joe Biden that exemplified lawlessness in his leadership. By the way, when you study Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 through about verse 12, I'm looking at it from my memory about the right page, the right column. It talks about iniquity shall prevail. The word iniquity is twisted, perverted sin. Iniquity means lawlessness. Some of the signs of the last days, and I believe we're living in the last days before the church is raptured out, I believe some of the major signs that we're seeing today are those signs that's given to us in the scripture, the signs of the last days. And part of that is lawlessness. And Joe Biden has exemplified complete lawlessness in his leadership. He has done everything to undermine and destroy the U.S. Department of Education. He's done everything to undermine and destroy the morals and ethics and values in the classroom. He's done everything possible to destroy anything that's called Christian liberties and freedom of speech in America today. In fact, I'm looking at one headline that probably summarizes it all. School board bans prayer at meeting. A North Carolina school board will no longer start its meetings with prayer. The Robeson, R-O-B-E-S-O-N, Robeson County Board of Education announced that they are ending the long-time tradition of having either board members or staff members deliver the prayer. The prayer ban was announced after the board received a threatening letter from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a gang of Wisconsin-based atheists. The FFRF, that is the Freedom From Religious Foundation, said that they were acting on a complaint filed by a concerned citizen who reportedly got triggered by the name Jesus Christ. This is the prayer that was prayed, ladies and gentlemen, at that school board that triggered the school board to decide we will just ban prayer. Listen, somehow, someway, there's a mindset with Biden and all of his acolytes that somehow, some way, we can ban prayer, we can ban the Bible, we can ban religious liberty, we can ban freedom of speech, and then we can do as we please. That's literally what they've been doing on a rampant scale under the leadership of Joe Biden and his cognitively depleted condition where Barack Obama and others have been leading. But here's the prayer. Let us pray, this person said, Henry Brewer offered the prayer. He was a board member of the school board there. Henry Brewer said, Almighty and wise God, creator of the universe, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us this day to see. We thank you, Lord, tonight for the invitation to be able to come, Lord, tonight, and to pray with these men and women to make their decisions for public school at Robertson County. We ask you, Lord, tonight, to strengthen the superintendent from day to day as he makes decisions in the public school program for our county. We pray tonight, Father, for each board member as they make the decision, their decisions. Lord, as they make their decision concerning the public school of Robertson County. Father, we thank you again for this day that you allowed us to see. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Out of respect, this they say here, out of respect for the First Amendment rights and diversity of our community, we ask the board to cease unconstitutionally including prayer in the prayer meeting, and especially praying in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, there's disdain, there's a hate for Christianity in America under this president. We have fallen below any mark of morals and ethics and values I've seen in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 that I've seen in my lifetime in America. There's an open disdain for morals and ethics and values. The Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, has attacked our Christian morals, has attacked our Christian ethics and values and biblical standards as no other president in the United States of America. He's introduced and pushed the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. I'm looking at the headline, a bookstore sets up LGBT grooming table for kids. Among the books for kids, one title, The Hips on the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish. The bookstore, a bookstore in Memphis, Tennessee, is facing outrage from families and conservatives after they set up a table filled with LGBTQ material designed for children. The Pride Month display was set up in the children's section of the bookstore and included, and they give the garbage titles, of which I won't do. This article reads, sick, evil, demonic. It is the devil working overtime in our country, according to this one writer. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that the Oval Office is 100% responsible for the promulgation and the pushing of the gay pride, as they call it, the sodomite agenda, the push for the sodomite agenda in military, the push for the sodomite agenda in every area of federal government, state government, and local leadership. It's being pushed on a national scale because it's being bounded about by Joe Biden. And I don't know how he got such a perverted, twisted mind that would cause him to want to do this, but it's exactly what is taking place today in America. I'm looking at another headline that says, who raised Joe Biden to lack character and morality? This is a beautiful article. I'll touch on it in a moment, by Mark Levin, that I think we deserve to hear. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, Kenneth, with your comments and questions.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. It's not Joe Biden. It's Hillary Clinton, and like you said before, and this is Barack Obama's third term. It really is. And, okay, you got drag queens. Why can't preachers go into the schools and say something?
Mm-hmm.
Because they hate Christianity.
That's
and
right.
He called himself a Catholic.
That's right.
He called himself a Catholic person. And how are you going to be a Catholic?
He may be Catholic, but he's certainly not Christian.
No. And how can you, yeah. And Catholics, they oppose killing of babies, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you say you are a Catholic? You know, you believe in Jesus and you can't pray in Jesus' name? No.
Well, you know, Joe Biden follows the same footsteps that Nancy Pelosi has. She always talked about how she was a Catholic, but yet at the same time, everything that's immoral, everything that's ungodly, everything that's unholy, she adhered to, embraced, and followed. Joe Biden is the same, and it is absolutely. In fact, Kenneth, while you're on the phone, let me read a portion of what Mark Levin said. Joe Biden lacks character and any moral basis. What you might not know, however, is who raised our president to be this way. We're not talking about his family lineage. We're talking about the people who molded him into the man we fervently pray doesn't win a second term. Joe Biden was raised essentially by the United States Senate, where it's customary to wheel and deal, propagate arguments, use rhetoric, push agendas, says Mark Levin. He goes on to give illustration after illustration of Biden being raised by the U.S. Senate for 50 years, and it's the wheeling, dealing, the compromise, the lying, cheating, and the stealing that is the modus operandi with Joe Biden. So with that, Kenneth, I believe that Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to be praying fervently for tomorrow night. What should we be praying for tomorrow night? That Joe Biden will be seen for who he is, that it will trigger the Democratic National Committee for removing him from the candidacy. It's bad enough for Joe Biden to be the candidate, but we're going to see, in my most humble opinion, Hillary Rodham Clinton will be the candidate that will be on the November the 5th ballot. They will remove Joe Biden. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. It deserves our serious asking God to intervene and give us victory at the polls November the 5th. We cannot, the nation, we the people, cannot survive morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, politically, societally, militarily, economically, with another 4 years of Joe Biden. We must say no, and we must ask God to do what only God can do. Listen, we can vote. We need to vote, but it's out of our hands. We need to, as Christians, vote. We need to pray and surrender to God and ask God to give the victory, because only God can bring us out of the mouth of the lion at this point. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Brother Youngblood, I asked your question a while ago. How did we get ourselves in this position that we're in? We're following the same thing that Israel did time and time again. They forgot their first love. If you go to Revelation, when he's talking to the churches, it seems like we may be in the Ephesus situation right now. We forgot our first love. Not only that, we've also forgotten what God told Jeremiah when he told him to go to the house of Judah and tell him, don't learn the way of the heathen, because they're vain and they're nothing to gain. And then we violated one of the first commandments, have no other God before you than him. And we as Christian people have put other things first in our life. How many times have we erected things of idol worship? We serve two different things on different occasions in the United States that promotes idolatrous worship. And when we do that, God is going to deal with us. We have asked for what we're getting right now.
We've been sowing the seed for many, many, many years now. We're reaping the harvest of the seed that's been sown. We have been going contrary to the word of God. For example, in Psalms 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Somehow, some way, we have come to believe, generally as a people in America, that we can put a man in office in some way that he's going to miraculously be able to lead us to the promised land, as the old cliche goes. We need to place our faith and trust in God and ask God to allow us to vote for a man that's got a spine, a backbone, a tenacity, and if necessary, a brazenness to stand even when the enemies come against him. And I believe, very frankly, Brother Davis, says that is exactly what we see in Donald J. Trump. I don't know of any other human being that could have tolerated and still stand what he's gone through in the past 5 or 6 or 7 years now. But yes, you're exactly right. One of the key elements, though, that I think comes into that picture that's causing the major, major, major judgment of God against America and the future downfall of America is that we have literally, philosophically, and actually, physically, turned our backs on the nation of Israel.
Amen.
And if we do not stand with Israel, God cannot bless America. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3 is very, very clear. And God doesn't have to go back and change his word or modulate his word or modify his word. But the nation that blesses Israel will be blessed. The nation that curses Israel will be cursed by holy God. And that's something that I don't know about you, and I don't know about our listeners, but it's something that brings great sense of an ominous feel in relationship to what God could be doing. And God could use this election to continue his judgment on America because of that very one thing of turning our backs on the nation of Israel. We've defied God. We've denied God. And listen, and I want our listeners to understand this and want your response from it. In the study of Marxism, I find there are 10 major tenets to Marxism. The top three is that of dividing the nation ethnically. Secondly, dethroning God and destroying the nuclear family. And we're doing all three. We're destroying the nuclear family, we're dividing the nation, and we have dethroned God. And that's coming through the Oval Office. Do you think that we should place the blame on others or just the head of the snake, which is Joe Biden? What are your thoughts? Who's going to win the debate tomorrow night?
I don't know who's going to win, but we need to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
And that's where the problem is. We as God's people have forgotten who redeemed us and saved us, and we're putting our trust in men. And he said, don't put your trust in men or horses or the government or anybody, only in him. And that's where my trust is. And I pray that the listeners will consider their heart and what is your relationship with God?
Amen.
Serving him or men? Paul said he didn't come to please men, he came to please God. And they didn't like that. They don't like it now. In fact, what Jesus told them many, many times, they would have stoned him if they could have got to him. And they probably don't stone anybody else that's standing for the truth.
That's right. In fact, that is the key to it. We need to be, as Ezekiel 33:1-10, we need to be watchmen on the wall, warning of dangers ahead. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. We need to keep praying. And let me invite everybody once again, be sure and tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the debate for tomorrow night. I'll be interviewing Congressman Mike Hill. We'll be discussing the subject of the debate, the parameters for the debate, how it is set up, whether it be one-on-one or three against one, how is the debate going to be staged, and what can we expect from that? What are some of the questions you'd like to see the president and Joe Biden, which is president, and President Donald Trump, what are some of the questions you think needs to be postulated? What are some of the questions you think they will or will not ask? That's what we're going to be talking about on tomorrow's broadcast. So call others, tell them to tune in. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, will the presidential debate determine a winner? And when we look at the track record of Joe Biden, I'll continue the thought here from Mark Levine. Mark Levine, he says, according to him, this is the job of a senator. That's what we just talked about, promulgate arguments, news rhetoric, and push agendas, etc. And Mark Levine says, you run TV ads when you're talking about Joe Biden, his thoughts, what caused Joe Biden to be what he is. You run TV ads when you're running for office that smears your opponent and lie about you, who you are, and twist their words. You raise money, enough money that they'll really can't keep up with your lies. You make deals with union members in Wilmington in order to carry out the rest of the state. You pass whatever legislation you have to have, and with army of supporters, whether you do that for this group or that group or the other. You throw in with the racists and the segregationists early in your career because you really need the white vote. When the state turns more and more with minority and less white majority, you switch sides. You're a bigot who attacks the founding of our nation and insists there's no equality. Does that sound familiar? Well, that's Joe Biden and his rhetoric and his approach to today, according to Mark Levine. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts in relationship to it? I'm looking at a headline. We're talking about some of the accomplishments of Joe Biden, if you will. Joe Biden has attacked the Christian morals and ethics and values, all of our biblical standards. Joe Biden's lied about his lies in order to cover his lies. For example, ladies and gentlemen, Biden told us for 3 years that the border was secured, that there was no problem, that there was should be no concerns. His head of the DHS lied and lied and lied about it. And we're told now that it could be as much as, some are saying 12 to 13 million, could be as many as 19 million illegal invaders have come into America. And Joe Biden says he's not worried about it. It's okay. And yet, as a result of the change in America, here's an article. State demands Christians to ask permission to follow the Bible. Do Michigan residents need permission from elected and appointed officials in Lansing, Michigan, their capital city, in order to practice their religion and faith? A parish in one of the counties in Michigan, according to a constitutional attorney, is challenging a state law that makes it illegal for the Catholic Church and the school to hire a staff based on their agreement to uphold Catholic religion, beliefs, and practices. According to the Beckett Senior Counsel, William Hung, H-A-U-N, got right to the very point when he said this. Michiganders don't need the permission slip from the bureaucracy in Lansing, Michigan to practice their belief. Are governmental officials in Michigan and across the nation now carrying out the spirit of Antichrist? And the answer is yes. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please. We've got about a minute.
Okay. Dr. Youngblood, what is the possibility of Michelle Obama being
It's still wide open. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Gavin Newsom, any one of those would be open possibility. I personally think by Hillary Clinton not coming out of the closet, she's come out from under the rock. She's saying some snide things about Donald J. Trump. She's claiming that she, quote, she's not been ashamed, not been afraid to say, I could beat Donald Trump in another race, et cetera, et cetera. And now in league with Barack Hussein Obama, I believe it's the Obama behind the scene that's now promulgating and pushing Hillary Clinton. You realize Obama did not want Joe Biden to run for president. He was for Hillary Clinton when Hillary first ran. He was against Joe Biden running. Obama does not think very highly of Joe Biden other than being able to use him as a puppet. So it's possible for Michelle Obama, but I think the highest possibility would be of Hillary Rodham Clinton being on that ticket. You're exactly right, but the whole point that I make is that I believe that he will be removed and that someone else will be put in his place as the Democratic candidate. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about something very serious. Our time is up for today, but I want us to understand the reality of the danger that looms before us. So what can we do? As Christians, I believe we need to pray. I believe we need to, as one of our callers said a moment ago, go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will pray and will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Our land needs healing today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month.